It's an honour to have you in as the winner of the Book for Birmingham show.
Thank you.
Mary Rashford, now, fame at last.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't think so, but it's very, very good to win the Book for Birmingham. Wonderful that readers took an interest in the book and voted for it in such numbers.
Yeah.
150 books were nominated, apparently, and 12 books were shortlisted. From the three categories, if you remember what they were, a book that made you laugh, a book that made you cry, a book you would recommend to a friend.
It's etched in my memory now forever.
Good. And Gilda Chatters apparently was nominated under a book I would recommend to a friend.
Right.
And so it was shortlisted with some very, very, very well-known books. And it won, and I was thrilled.
I struggled at first with the first part of the book.
Mm-hmm. The purpose of that trilogy really was to explore the concept of memory.
Right.
I don't know if you're aware that many contemporary Irish writers seem to be obsessed with this notion of memory. Not just the fact that we remember or don't remember, but with why we remember and why we forget and why we refuse to remember, you know, memory suppressed. I think that actually comes out of our history, because our history is not palatable necessarily to us for 800 years of it at least, and so we didn't have any glorious events to remember. The beginning of the 20th century, there was the Celtic revival led by Yeats and Lady Gregory, people like that, and what they tried to do was to hark back to a much earlier time, a time when we had glorious deeds to the mythology of Ireland, and to replace the reality, really, of the Irish people with this mythology.
Mm.
Now, that, in a sense, is rewriting history, and it distorts memory as well. And I think many contemporary Irish writers have been obsessed with the way we remember and what we remember.
It's always a troubling history, your troubles of your culture are there, and the complications of your culture are there, aren't they?
I think so, but I'd hoped that with somebody's sons that it has a more universal appeal, because what that's looking at how difficult it is to escape our history. Mm-hmm. Really, and it looks at a particular time in the history of Ireland, of Irish people, in Birmingham. It focuses on the Birmingham pub bombings, which was 1974. The title was actually comes from a saying of my mother's, because looking at conflicts throughout the world, they come into our living rooms on television. And when she would see young men die, which happened all too frequently, she would not take sides and be partisan about the deaths of these young men. She would always say, somewhere in the world, some family is grieving for that young man, regardless of what the rights and wrongs of the situation. So that's where the inspiration for the title came. And I just wanted to explore how innocent people and ordinary people are just caught up with these conflicts, and how even if you try to escape that, sometimes it follows you. It's very difficult. I guess what I'm saying is that it's difficult to escape your past.
Mm. You say you've used elements of Irish history, but where do you meet your characters? Are these things that you've suffered or encountered yourself, or can you just pull them out of the air, or do you meet people? Because I sense a lot of reportage in the book.
Well, I mean, the general idea comes first.
Yeah.
Particularly if we're talking about the trilogy, that I really wanted to explore this notion of memory and see what might happen to a family if they had hidden something, repressed something, and I was trying to explore how each character might recover that memory and the impact on them if they did. And they each recover. Aoife recovers her memory, you know, through her painting because she's an artist, through her dreams and her isolation because she's sent off to the west of Ireland. Mm. So she recovers her memory there. Fionnuala, who I think is the most damaged of the sisters, she has to leave Ireland before she can actually recover and confront what's happened to her. And Sorka stays put in Dublin and isn't really particularly interested in it. I mean, where the characters come from, the characters in a sense come out of the writing, come out of the theme, particularly in this trilogy. But also, you know, the number three is a very significant number, mm-hmm. isn't it?
In Celtic.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, you've got Chekhov's three sisters. So I think we're influenced by everything we read, don't you think, and everything we experience. Mm-hmm. And you've got an idea, you start to write, and the characters come out of the writing almost, I think.
You're in here.
Yes. I'm basically the person who asks the questions. I'm part of the show, aren't I?
You're Mr. Noisy Trousers.
Yeah. So, question from Nuria. What inspires or inspired you to write, and who are your favourite writers?
What inspired me to write? I mean, I'm just because there were questions, I guess, and themes as you were talking about, and issues that I wanted to explore, that I was interested in, and I think you've talked about the immigrant experience, and I think most immigrants, there is always a loss, and perhaps writing helps sort of fill that gap, that chasm. Because if you leave your native home and your native country and you settle somewhere else, it takes a long time to make that adjustment, and you become more aware, I think, as you grow older, of actually what you've lost and what you've left behind. Even though you might, you know, you've put good things in its place, and you've. I've been very fortunate in Birmingham, and you know, Birmingham has been very generous to me. But nonetheless, there is this sort of chasm, and I think that's probably, I wanted to explore those sort of issues and themes. And sorry, what was the?
Who's your favourite writer or writers?
Well, the list is long. I mean, I can't say they're favourite, but there are so many writers that I admire, and Joyce has got to be one of them. James Joyce. I think he was a genius. He was wonderful. But, you know, there are so many writers. There's Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights. I think that is a fantastic, seminal book. I loved Edna O'Brien. She's an Irish writer. I think she has written some searing stuff. We mentioned before Patrick McCabe. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know if you've heard of The Butcher's Boy. I think it's his masterpiece. Absolutely wonderful book as well, and the list just goes on and on and on.
We've got about 30 seconds of the show to go.
Oh, flip.
Could you come back sometime?
Of course, yeah.
Would you mind?
I've really enjoyed it.
Okay,
it's been
thank
great.
You very much. Good night. I'm hopefully on holiday next week. Thank you very much to Mary Rushford for coming in, and good night.